Let's turn now to some lighter news, though no less controversial. FIFA, the world governing body for soccer, has decided to expand the format of the Men's World Cup tournament. Bear with me if your thoughts are still on that nail-biter finish to the Clemson-Alabama game last night. So right now, with what the rest of the world calls football, 32 teams can qualify for the World Cup tournament. You'll remember it's held every 4 years. And starting with the 2026 edition, the number of teams will go up to 48. I think it's fair to say soccer fans around the globe are split on the value of this expansion. The world soccer guy William Troop joins me in the studio. First of all, William, for us here in the U.S., with a soccer program that has been looking darn presentable on the world stage, why is this important?
Well, it potentially could make the job of qualifying for the World Cup a little easier if the qualifying system still works the way it is and more teams make it. That could mean more spots for North American teams like the U.S., so that could be a plus for the U.S. The other thing, though, is that we're talking about these changes coming into effect in 2026 when we don't know who's going to host the World Cup. And one of the countries in the running is the U.S. So potentially this could mean more World Cup games being played on U.S. soil in 2026.
So it could be a good thing for Team USA. But generally, what do you think about the plan? What's better, 32 teams or 48 teams?
Well, personally, I thought 32 was just right. Expanding it to 48 means that you're obviously going to bring in 16 more teams to a World Cup tournament. And that means some teams that are maybe not as good as the current crop of 32 that make it to the World Cup are going to be allowed into the tournament. So what does that mean? I hope it doesn't mean that the quality of the soccer being played goes down. It could mean that there's more drama because there will be more opportunities for Cinderella teams to make a run in a tournament that they otherwise wouldn't even be at. Mm. It kind of makes me think of March Madness and, you know, college basketball. And it could be more exciting.
Why is FIFA doing this? And please tell me it's not all about more money.
I cannot discount that it's not about more money, because that is certainly part of it. You know, more games televised, more countries televising them. That will certainly make the revenue from TV rights go up. So that is an issue. But really, it's about politics. Asia and Africa are two continents that have been complaining for years that they've been discriminated against because they have a lot of countries with national soccer teams and only a few spots at each World Cup.
You agree with those critiques?
I think that's fair. I mean, the expansion of the World Cup historically, it has happened before, is all about being more inclusive, letting more countries that are not from South America or from Europe, the two hotbeds of soccer historically, to be represented at the tournament.
So for you, William, super fan, what's the bottom line?
There's going to be more games to watch during the World Cup. Every time there's a World Cup going on, I try to watch all of the games. And if there's 80 games in 1 month, I'm not sure I can watch them all. I'm really worried about this, but I'm going to try.
Well, start programming the TiVos and hard drives. The world's one-man soccer desk. William Troop, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.